We won't spend a lot of time on this antagonism, parasitism, but not because it is unimportant. Parasitism is when one organism lives within or on a host from which it obtains some benefit, typically nutrition or a site for reproduction, to the detriment of the host. You can imagine that parasitism, like other ecological interactions, can constitute a powerful selective force. The images below show examples of plant-plant, plant-animal, and animal-animal parasitism, from left to right. See if you can tell which ones would be considered endoparasites and which ones are ectoparasites. Note that fungi and microorganisms can also be parasitic. Ectoparasites occur on the outside of the body. Endoparasites occur inside the body. Ultimately, because evolution always works to reduce the negative impacts of any interaction, parasitic interactions can evolve from an acute form that kills you to a chronic form, one you can live with, and ultimately even to a mutualism. It is now believed that the eukaryotic cell, the advanced cell that all plants and higher animals are made up of, may have developed from more primitive cells through parasitism that evolved to become a mutualism. Intracellular structures called organelles, such as the chloroplasts in plant cells or mitochondria in human cells, may at one time have been parasites. This theory is called the endosymbiont theory. Wikipedia has a decent overview of this fascinating theory.